women would swing them up, you know, and women would get around two or three over here, two or three over here, like a long table, and one at each end, you know, and quilt. You know.
You're talking about that quilt. What else would they have on the bed? Did you have a fancy cover to go over the top? Kind of like a spread today, did you have a...
Well, most people...
Coverlids. Wasn't it coverlids?
Yeah, coverlids. And them pillows.
Was a coverlid just like a spread, bedspread?
Well, it'd be a little different to it. It'd be a quilt.
Quilt kind of?
Yeah, they used to make those, you know, weave them. I used to see some pretty ones.
I heard that boy sing a song over the radio the other Sunday about sleeping at the foot of the bed. It used to be a song. Yeah. I remember hearing that when I was a kid. I mean, I used to remember sleeping at the foot of the bed when I was a kid. Yeah. And he sung it just like it was.
That's a little Jimmy Dickens.
Little Jimmy Dickens.
You're talking about that. You mentioned that pillow. Did you ever have one that go all the way across the bed like that?
No, we never did. Just had one piece.
But a lot of people used them and they had what they call shams to go over them, you know.
Was it? They ever call those that went all the way across? They call those bolsters. Did you ever hear them call them bolsters?
Yeah, I have.
I don't remember.
I have.
Talk about a quilt. Is a quilt kind of like a comfort, or is that different?
Well, they're on the same order.
Yeah. Did you ever? You talking about sleeping at the foot of the bed? Did you ever have company, maybe have too many people sleep? Did they make down something on the floor?
I'll come down
it's all over the floor.
No, you're right.
I heard a song, make me down a pallet on the floor.
I've heard that. Make me down a pallet on the floor. Yeah. Make it soft and easy, make it down by your door.
I got a record of that up there. We were talking earlier about the land. You mentioned the swamp. Is anywhere they could ever use a swamp land for farming anything? Is anywhere they could make that where it could use?
They
used to drain where the drain off when the water stood there. They drain off.
How'd they do that?
Well, they just have to dish it by hand, the shovels.
Did they dig a ditch there?
Yeah, they didn't have no machinery then to dig ditches with.
And used to ditch the land all the time, you know.
Mm-hmm. Talking about that land, the land down by the, kind of maybe a flat lowland, a land near a stream, crops are growing real good. What do they call that kind of land?
Bottom land.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that pretty good for crops, or was that fertile?
Yeah, unless it turned off for a wet year, and then it already being a bottom land, you know, that water standing in there, and when we upland out on the you'll be applying and be water standing in that lowland. But the ordinary year, not too much rain, it makes you
pretty fertile. What about grassland, or grassy kind of land, maybe that's good for nothing but grazing, kind of little bush and grass that you just can graze on, anything they call land? Maybe you couldn't grow anything on it?
Johnson grass and Bermuda grass and Johnson grass. You know, like Johnson grass, you can't get shed that stuff.
No, Bermuda grass is worse than Johnson grass. But it's not bad. But
That Johnson grass is terrible, isn't it?
Something to get shed off. It's for hay, you know, because it's so terrible.
That kind of a meadow or pasture like or something, that kind of thing.
That Johnson grass grows up high.
And you can't get shed that at all, hardly. You know, we lived over here at Jamie's. Mm-hmm. Our garden was just full of that stuff.
We're talking about that kind of soil. You ever seen a soil that's kind of part clay and part sand? What would they call that kind of soil?
I heard you call. I know what you're talking about. I forgot.